It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, November 6th, goes to white supremacist Richard Spencer. You know who Richard Spencer is, don't you? He's an alt-right white nationalist activist who has attempted to implement what I would say is overtly racist ideas into everyday political thought. In fact, he is one of the people who actually invented the term alt-right. That is a fact. Oh, he's been out here spreading his brand of bigotry for a long time, well, at least about a decade. But they package it up nice, okay? They use terms like peaceful ethnic cleansing, and they use Donald Trump's campaign to make the case for a kinder, gentler type of white nationalism, okay? They try to portray white nationalism as a civil rights movement for white people. Okay, they are standing up for the oppressed and marginalized white man. You know, the white man who has oppressed and marginalized everyone else since the beginning of time. But now that the oppressed and marginalized are standing up for themselves and demanding the rights that we are guaranteed under the Constitution, the alt-right white men want to act like the victims, because God forbid if everybody starts getting treated equally. Okay, these alt-right folks don't believe in liberty and justice for all. They believe that if they empower others, then somehow their power will get stripped away from them. So all that trying to give us a different viewpoint about white nationalism, it's absolute BS. It's total nonsense. The alt-right is exactly who we thought they were, a bunch of crack-ass crackers. Okay, I know, Charlemagne, you can't call them crack-ass crackers. Well, yes, I can. You know why? Because racist bigots are crack-ass crackers. Now, I want to give y'all historical context to the word, so you know why it's appropriate to use. It's appropriate to use because in the late 1800s, the word started being used because of the cracking of the whip. Okay, when they was beating my ancestors, the slaves. So when you call someone a cracker, just know that term should only be reserved for those really nasty, racist, bigoted white people, the ones who actually want to wipe out your existence. Okay, the ones who don't think we should exist at all. That's who that term is reserved for. Now, I love moments like this because it's a white person listening to me right now, turning red, listening to my voice, mad that I'm using that term. Well, I'm going to play you a recording of Richard Spencer. This is from August 13th, 2017, the day after the far right Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville turned into a violent scene that resulted in the murder of a white ally named Heather Heyer, okay, who was out there counter-protesting the nonsense of the Unite the Right, okay? Now, I'm going to play this audio, and after I play this audio, if you don't think Richard Spencer is a cracker-ass cracker, it's probably because you're a cracker-ass cracker, too. Roll it!
We're coming back here like a hundred times. I am so mad. I am so mad at these people. They don't do this to me. We're going to ritualistically humiliate them. I am coming back here every weekend if I have to. Like, this is never over. I win. They lose. That's how the world works. Little they get ruled by people like me. Little octoroons. My ancestors enslave those pieces of
we're gonna win.
I rule the world. Those pieces of get ruled by people like me. That's how the world works. We are gonna destroy this town.
Wow. Yeah, man. Listen, one of those words is a racial slur toward the Jewish community. And if you don't know what an octoroon is a dated term for someone who is 1/8 black. Now, the words should definitely offend you, but that's not what bothers me about these type of people. It's when he says things like, my ancestors enslaved those little pieces of, and when he says things like, I rule the effing world, those pieces of get ruled by people like me. See, it's that mentality that makes these people so dangerous, because some of these alt-right folks are politicians, people who are in actual control of legislation. Some of these people are police officers. They are heads of corporations. When they have the mentality that they want to rule us, when they are in these positions of power, oh, that's what makes them dangerous, okay? They can call me a racial slur all day. Who cares? I just call them a crack-ass cracker back. But when these people with this mentality actually are in positions of power, watch out. So for anyone who is trying to defend the alt-right and say they are just a white civil rights movement defending the rights of the oppressed and marginalized white man, play this audio for him and tell him, shut the F up forever, cracker-ass cracker.
Cracker-ass cracker!
Please let Chelsea Handler give this cracker-ass cracker, Richard Spencer, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! That is way too much Dan Mayonnaise.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.